Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. The Arab nations are warning the United States about the Iranian threat. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know what I find interesting, Ken, is not only Israel is concerned about a nuclear-powered Iran, but now there are many Arab countries and leaders warning the entire West, which would include, of course, the United States, don't let Iran fool you. And they think that they're trying to hoodwink most of the leadership of the entire West. What do we know?
Well, this is true, and you have leaders in the UAE, in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan, and other countries all warning publicly, and that's what's quite interesting about this, warning publicly, writing op-eds in their newspapers, and if they're doing that, I guarantee you that they are using all of the diplomatic channels or have exhausted, let's say, the diplomatic channels, and that's why they're writing op-eds in newspapers. The Biden regime is intent on switching American policy from a pro-Saudi, pro-coalition, if you wish, in the Middle East that is making peace with Israel. They want to switch to a pro-Iranian, pro-Shia policy. This is a very dangerous time to be pulling that kind of shift in U.S. policy. But that's what this is all about. And the Saudis are afraid they're going to get left behind. You have not heard a single word out of Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State's mouth, about the Abraham Accords negotiated by the Trump team in the last year of the Trump administration. Why? Because the Abraham Accords brought together Israel and several of its former Sunni Arab enemies, and they made peace, and they have an extensive economic relationship as a result of that, and a security relationship as a result of it. So these new allies of Israel are being shunned by the United States to the benefit of a relationship with the Iranian regime, which I think is going to bite the Biden folks in the face.
Ken Timmerman explaining why the Arab nations are warning the United States about the Iranian threat. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report is evidence of how dangerous the Iranians are in the Middle East and to the United States. This warning comes at a time when the American delegation is meeting with the Iranian leaders to discuss the renewal of the Iranian nuclear deal. This deal will allow for sanctions to be dropped from America on Iran, and the Iranians to be able to develop their nuclear weapon of mass destruction. The Arab leaders can see this threat. However, the United States does not see that threat as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...